we have been joined by someone who wants to set us a little puzzle. Melanie is with us now. Melanie Wilson from the Leicestershire Heritage Apple Project. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Come, tell us a bit about the Leicestershire Apple Project.
Yeah, a bit of a mouthful to
it,
start.
It is really, isn't it? Yeah.
Basically, we're looking for old Leicestershire apple cultivars or types. And we've located about 14 that have been documented in history, two of which we're missing examples of, and one of which is a bit of a conundrum because there's several claimants to that particular throne.
Right. So, I mean, what do you want to do with all this information? And
well,
what
we want to do is actually promote Leicestershire cultivars in Leicestershire. So instead of growing your Golden Delicious or, you know, the one of five varieties that you see in the supermarkets, we're saying grow the trees that grow best in our soils and originate with us and, you know, keep that diversity open.
Yeah. I would imagine you have a lot of nodding going on from Josie and Derek and Aidan. Presumably you're sort of much approve of supporting Leicestershire cultivars, Derek?
Definitely. Although I must admit I love Cox's Orange Pippin. But a lot of the Leicestershire cultivars are extremely good apples, and they're well worth growing in this area. I think Golden Delicious is rubbish, quite honestly, but as an eating apple, but there are some very good ones. Have you got examples down there?
We've got, yes. I don't know that you want me to read all 40, but Annie Elizabeth is one that I'm sure you're familiar with.
Great,
One of the very stable ones that has been in a lot of nurseries for a long time, and that's an excellent cooker, and originates in Knighton. And then we've got ones that come from Beaver, such as Beaver Seedling and the Barnock Orange, which were grown there in the early 20th century. And then Queen Caroline, which is one of my favourite cookers. I love it for baking. Two we're particularly excited about. Langton's Nonsuch, which comes from the Church Langton area and was probably raised by the Reverend Hanbury back in the 18th century. And the Leicester Burton Pippin, which was also known as the French Codling. Both of these were unknown in the UK as far as we could ascertain, including the National Fruit Collection down at Brogdale. And we've managed to locate trees, the Langtons in Germany and the Leicester Burton Pippin in Derby, where it was very popular. So hopefully we're going to be able to propagate that on and bring it back to this county.
That's incredible. I mean, but like you say, man, you know, and like Derek says, Golden Delicious is so chalky and dry and horrible. And, you know, I'm Leicester born and bred, I'm dead proud of where I'm from, and there's nothing better than growing something that's been devised in your county. You can whack it in your garden and reap the benefits almost of it.
And I think people forget the huge variety of apples there are. You can have a long, long season with different kinds of apples, lots of different tastes, and they don't have to be boring. They're not same-ish at all.
Yeah, that Leicester Burton Pippin, I'm sure someone rang in a few months ago asking us where they could get that.
Yeah. Oh, well, if they're listening, perhaps they'll get in contact with us.
Now, we're going to have to whiz on, because we've got loads and loads of calls today. We knew it was going to be busy because of the weather, I think. So, Melanie, would you just like to say what you would really like
to do? Anybody who has heard of the Crosses Pippin, maybe they're growing one, it's a Huggleskut apple.
The Crosses Pippin.
Crosses Pippin.
Yeah.
And it was first grown in about the 1930s. We know it's a yellow, greenish-skinned early apple that doesn't keep well. That's all we know.
Yeah.
And as far as we know, there aren't any growing. So if you've got a tree that matches that description, please get in contact.
Right.
And the other one is this Saint Cecilia, which was grown at Mount St Bernard's Abbey.
Yeah.
And we don't really have a description of that. So if perhaps you've heard of it, there is another one that was grown in Wales, but this is particularly special to our area. Not a lot to go on there, I'm afraid, but maybe you've got tales from your granny or something that would help us locate that. The other thing, Foxton's Delight is a local one from Foxton.
Yeah.
Any information on this would be good because we've got two completely conflicting records on it.
Brilliant. Yeah. Right, so Crosses Pippin, St Cecilia, Foxton's Delight. That's what we're looking for. Now, if we've got people that have got knowledge about this, do you want them to get in touch with us at BBC Radio Leicester through Down to Earth or directly contact with you?
If they've got internet access, they can have a look on heritageorchard.co.uk.
Heritageorchard.co.uk,
And email us through there, but unfortunately we haven't got a phone number.
Right.
So.
Or, of course, you can get in touch with us here at Down to Earth and we will pass it on to you. Melanie, thank you very much indeed for that. Just once again, Crosses Pippin, St Cecilia, Foxton's Delight, all local cultivars. If you've got any information, please do get in touch.